Activists and people of all ages holding rainbow and American flags and signs that say love is love flooded in front of the courthouse to cheer on the rulings of the Supreme Court, many of which had a look of victory on their faces as they danced at the start.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to celebrate the inevitability of marriage equality.
Jay Morris is a state lead for Giddy Eagle, Texas. He says the rulings are more symbolic for the Lone Star State.
Texas still bans same-sex unions and doesn't have anything even close to marriage equality. But it is a feeling of being on top of the mountain now, like we can get there. They've set a precedent already for marriage equality to be something that's entitled to everybody.
Roxanne Hepkin and Mary Lou Doherty were married in Canada on their 30th anniversary. Since Texas doesn't recognize their marriage, they're grateful for the federal benefits they'll receive, but say the fight to get here couldn't have happened without help.
I think we've reached this point, and we've waited such a long time for it because we've had straight people come and be our allies. And the more people know couples like us and people like us, the more they see we're just trying to get equal rights. So we need everybody to join in the fight.
Right, we need people to speak up.
Although the court paved the way for federal recognition, Carlos Soto shares the thoughts of many, saying the fight is not over until all 50 states accept same-sex marriage.
For the past 8 years being involved in the journey that we've come through, the 40 years that people who did not live to see this day, it just means to me like tears of joy and happiness and what more work we're going to do, but at least it's a stepping stone to the right direction, to the right part of history.
Joey Palacios, Texas Public Radio News.